This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God of light, God of sight, God of mission, God of hope, we give you great thanks for all that we do for you. May we have eyes to see. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. So I would first like to acknowledge this mission team for all the work that they did. They could not have worked harder. We're missing three of our members, Father Jean Beniste from Holy Redeemer went with us as our only interpreter and had to be at his own church this morning, so please, when you see him, give him thanks. Also, Joan Therrien is not with us, nor is Susan Gottlieb. They both are sick. We had about a third of us, right, that were sick off and on during the trip. We passed around a flu bug, and most are healthy that are here, I think. So please keep us in your prayers for that healing. And we would like to share with you just little snippets of what our experience was this week. If you did not follow our blog, it's still up on the homepage of our regular website. So you just type in St. Joseph's Episcopal Church and it'll be there. And you can see photographs and many more details than you're about to hear here. We are going to be sharing some of the collects that we wrote now and also in our prayers of the people. And we're also going to share moments where we saw God this week. What stands out for me as the God moment that reflects the theme for the whole week, and I wish I had a photograph to show you, but it wouldn't project properly when I tried to do it. You may have seen it on the blog of a young man by the name of Julio holding an egg. That egg represents the first egg that one of the chickens that all of you purchased, all of us purchased, to start a chicken coop project. And it is the realization of a 3-year dream of Julio, who was part of Caminante and rescued by them as an orphan when he was a little child. And now he's grown up and works for Caminante and helps boys and girls with similar situations. And that egg that he's holding and beaming represents hope to him and now his work of Christ in his community. Please say your names as you begin.
I'm Maddie, and the moment that stood out to me was when we first got to the orphanage on the second day of the trip. There was a group of us kids, like American kids, who none of us really spoke Spanish. I spoke a little. But these kids came up to us, these orphans, and they were like, ¿Hablan español? Can you speak Spanish? And most of us were like, no, we don't. Sorry. But I've had a few years of Spanish, so I said, yeah, I can speak Spanish if you speak really, really slowly. And they immediately proceeded to speak as fast as they possibly can and drag us into a game of baseball where we got utterly destroyed. But it was one of the most fun moments of the trip, and it was just amazing that God can bring us across oceans to meet these people from practically another world, and we can still understand each other and have fun playing a game that we all know, even if we're really bad at it.
Buenos dias. Hablo español un poquito. Mi amo es Colleen. Anyways, my God moment came Friday after the parade. I was so tired, pretty exhausted, getting sick, and we decided, a few of us, to go over to the nursing home. I had not been to the nursing home yet, so I wanted to go over and kind of experience that a little bit. So we went up to the third floor and said hello to some of the residents who said hello back and seemed to try to engage with us. And then we went out to the balcony and just sat down in a rocker and began to relax. And muy bonita, Joanne, the very pretty senora, was with me. And we sat there just enjoying ourselves. And there was a man across from us who had just one face. And just whoever came in and out, he just looked at them and never smiled, never did anything. So Joanne, in her infamous way, said something to the effect that she loved him, which he didn't seem to understand. So I said, "Say, Pedro is mi amor." And so she goes, "What does that mean?" Says, "Pedro is my love." So she said, "Pedro is mi amor." And he went, in his toothless grin, and he was so happy that this beautiful woman had said that she loved him.
Please hold your applause until the end. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joanne. My God moment was we were in a village painting one of the days, and there was a closet that like had been blocked off. It looked like a closet, and the woman didn't want that room painted. And I came to find out that there was a woman in the room that had been there since 1998 and had never left.
Hold it real close.
She sat in that room since 1998 and has never left. The room was dirty and horrible, and it was basically a closet. And a couple hours later, I hear praying, and I walk in the room, and I see Wendy and Father Jean praying, and it just completely touched me that this woman has been sitting there for almost two decades. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Barbara. And after we had been at the orphanage, Enad, for a few days, I was sitting there and I heard this bang, 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 and I went to look to see what it was. And it was a young boy, probably about 10 years old, and he was kneading bread that he had made with the first two eggs from the chicken coop. And that was certainly a special moment for me.
My name's Cody, and I saw God through the hard work and determination of the group, and to try to finish everything we started is real hard.
Hi, my name's Lisa Highland. I've been kind of lost and looking for things for the past couple years, but when I saw the children and God's beauty through the children at the orphanage, purpose was instant, and I just really loved and enjoyed being there.
Hi, my name is Dave. I got the privilege of going to the nursing home my second day there, and on the first floor were all the women, on the second floor were all the women, and on the third floor were all the men. And when I first walked in, I saw all the women out on the porch, and they were all getting massages. So I figured, oh, I work in labor and delivery, so I can do this. How wrong was I? There was this woman, her name was Anna, and when she saw me giving a hand massage to one of the ladies there, she turned right around and walked out, and I said, oh, there's my challenge. So later on, I did some arts and crafts with her, and slowly, 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 she warmed up. Here's this huge difference in the two countries, but yet so many similarities. And then before you knew it, she started smiling. She let me come over to her. She let me hold her hand. I had to sign a prenup. But then and later on, she wouldn't leave me alone wherever I was at. She kept following me. She kept looking for me. Then she didn't want me to leave. I'm going to tell you, it was a great experience. Right to my heart. Thank you.
So for me, it was on a Wednesday at the orphanage. It was like the morning was pretty hard. We were mixing cement, laying cement, literally sanding walls with rocks because we couldn't find the sanders. And it was a tough day. And then around 1 or 2 o'clock, the orphans got back. And the one who Wendy was talking about, Julito, got all the kids together from our mission group and all the orphans. And we played a game of keep away with the football. And just through that, it was really like just really energetic after doing hard work all day. It was just really fun having that. And at one point, what I really liked was It was all the kids in our group kind of huddle up with Julito. It was like just like a little thing to get us pepped up. And once he did that, he said, "I do not speak Spanish." Or, "I do not speak English." Break. And that was it. That was just so special to me.
Thank you.
I'm going to have Deborah do her collect first, and then hand it to Phil and Patrick.
Hey, my name's Deborah, and I'm going to read my collect. God, I don't know what to say. I am angry that I see so much injustice in this world, and it is not right. I know that you call us to be your light in the world, to the world, and I try to do that every day. Yet some days I feel so small, and my light isn't bright enough. But I know that you do not leave people. I know that your heart breaks when our heart breaks, and I know that your love and light is so much greater than mine. I know that my short time being with the people of the DR has brought light into the darkness, but I ask that our light may inspire others to shine their light, and so on. All good gifts come from you, and I am so grateful that you have shared your light with me. May I always represent you well, so that when people look at me, they see and feel loved, and they see and feel you. Also, I ask, help me not to judge, but to love as you love. I am your servant. Lead me and guide me. In your love, amen.
Good morning. My name is Patrick. And the moment that I saw God in this week was the first day on Monday. We didn't have enough water to get through the whole day. But around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, when we were at the orphanage, the kids came back, and we didn't care that we didn't have enough water to get through the day because they gave us so much energy to finish up and get us through the entire week.
Hi, my name is Gail, and there were many, many God moments. But the one that stands out for me was in Gautier on Wednesday. The photo project that we do every year in the parish hall of Santo Tomas Church has gotten the entire village out. And it's very chaotic. Very chaotic. They're out by the gate. And they're clamoring to come in, and we can only bring in so many at a time. Well, it's towards the end of the day, and this little child had been waiting patiently for an hour to have his photo. It had been taken, but somehow lost in the cameras. And so our wonderful photo team, Foxy Joan and Joan Therian and everybody else involved, got it printed out for him. He left. He decorated his frame. He was so thrilled. He left, and 10 minutes later, he comes back. He's in tears. Someone stole his picture. Well, this is the best mission team I've ever been on, bar none. And I saw my fellow missioners get into action, reprint that, stuff it under his shirt, so they couldn't see it. Then Joanne and I escorted him outside. We watched him walk down the street. Then he ran down the street, and I would not stop until I knew he had veered off and he was going home. He's going to be safe with his photo. Thank you.
Hi, I'm known as Uncle Bob. I also got a new name from Julio, which I do want you to check out the pictures, because this kid is some kind of special person. He called me John Locke from Lost. Okay. I didn't understand what he was saying for the longest time, but anyway, I now have two names. But my real God moment is always with these teams that I go with. Most of us don't know each other. I mean, we know two or three people, maybe four or five, but we don't know each other. And then all of a sudden, by the end of the trip, we know each other. And I really think that that's the main thing you get out of these things, not only the bonding we have with our hosts, but also with each other.
Hi, good morning. My name is Terrence Roach, and first off, I want to thank God and all of you for helping to make this trip possible. My moment is, I was reflecting and I was thinking about a book I had read, and it's called The God's Rewards. And the premise of that book is, does it matter what we do today, tomorrow? The moments of our days, do they matter in the future? And my moment was, because I'm a skeptic, and last year we were painting a house, and I'm like, well, you know, this is nice, painting a house and all. But this year when we went to go out the air, the gentleman who we painted his house was there to greet us. And he came and he hugged me with, he couldn't stop hugging me and hugged me and hugged me, and I walked and he was hugging me and hugging me. So does it matter what we do last year, this year? Yes, it does. The moments that we do and the time that we take, they do matter. Does it matter from the past missionaries, the people here who donate their time and their money and effort? It does matter, and I just wanted to relay that message. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carrie, and my God moment was in the nursing home, and we met Carmen, and she is the cook for the nursing home. She is also a daughter of the King, and she did not have a cross. So we presented her with a cross, and even though we did not speak the same language, we understood each other, and because we were able to communicate through God's love with our eyes, we could see each other with the love through our eyes, and we heard God's words through our smiles, and it was just beautiful.
Morning, I'm Dan, and prior to leaving on this trip, there were a lot of problems going on in my life, And I really, at several points, didn't know that if we were going to be able to make it. I spoke to Rev. Wendy, and she said, look to the Lord and see what he has to say. So at the last minute, I finally decided that I had to go. Monday morning, we had a circle, and we put a basket in the middle of the circle, and we all put our problems and our prayers into this basket. And then we went off to work, mixing 700 pounds of cement and helping the kids and laying floors and building walls. And it kept going on in the photo project, which was definitely confusing. And we just kept going and going. And many times I felt really, really tired, like I couldn't take any more. But I just kept going and going. And then about 4 days into it, I realized I haven't thought about one thing other than helping these people. I haven't thought about one thing other than what I'm learning from these people. It was just as if everything was removed from me and I was just wrapped in a blanket of serenity. Thank you for sending us.
Hi, I'm Joseph. My God moment was at the orphanage with the children. We couldn't speak their language, they couldn't speak ours, but with Julio, we were able to coordinate a game of baseball, football, keep away anything that you could. He would organize it. That's where I saw God.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of hope and light, open and inspire the hearts of we, your people on earth, that all may be fed, all may have shelter, all may be educated, all may love and be loved. We have seen your compassion be kindled anew within many who have journeyed to help your people in the Dominican and here at home over the years. Like the man born blind who now can see, give us your vision, your healing touch within us, through us, and among us. In the sure and certain hope of your redemption, we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.